Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Statesman speaking out of both sides of his mouth. What I hate is a war still going on down in the South. And what I live for is a chance to change a little bit of it all. What I hate is that most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Welcome back. Hey, Daly Show. Happy to be here. We're going to go over the most basics of HAARP today, and I'm going to be talking a lot about what might be coming with our food supply in the next hour. So I really want you to tune in, because I'm going to bring some things together that I've talked about on the show as well and incorporate those in. I do want to mention, get over to Tropical Pools and, of course, get the bullfrog. The bullfrog is the best one. When I was doing my homework on hot tubs, that was the only one that had the different seat heights and the different jet packs. And you could take the jet packs out and you could swap them for another seat. And you could also control what comes out as far as the pressure. It was just, it's really great. They have ones for your neck. They have ones for the top of your shoulders. I mean, just the best jets. So bullfrog hot tub is by far the best one to get. And it lasts the longest. It's just an amazing, thing. I can't even tell you how much therapy and how much stress relieving ability it can provide one. Get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. That you're going to love these guys because they know what they're doing, over 40 years experience. And let me just tell you, they're that good. I tell everyone to go there off the air too. Tropical Pool and Spa. You'll love these guys. They can help design a pool and jacuzzi for you, fiberglass pool. They can also either get you a swim spa or both, or a bullfrog hot tub. So, but you'll like them. So let me continue on with this. I want to continue on. Who you're hearing from are kind of scientists back from the director of, like, say, public relations from HAARP themselves. So this is very interesting. Here we go. I'll scoot it back a little bit to kind of include the definition of HAARP. Here we go.
HAARP is a large antenna where we beam radio frequency energy up into the upper atmosphere, and we create on a small scale what the sun normally does. And the reason we're trying to do this is because when you have disturbances in the ionosphere, we can't communicate with our satellites.
HAARP began with a congressional insertion in the appropriations bill of fiscal year 1990. In essence, Congress directed the Defense Department to explore the potential for using the auroral regions for improving communications and navigation and surveillance. From there, the assignment came that the Navy and the Air Force were to manage the program. It is people from those two organizations that have worked together for the past 7 years.
Applications discussed in the patents included destroying missiles. Communications control and disruption were included. There were some other ideas, both to possibly modify weather, and finally to lift a portion of the upper atmosphere further out into space, where hopefully it would be able to deflect missile trajectories.
What we do by beaming up radio frequency up into the ionosphere, that radio frequency, when it hits molecules of atmosphere, it tends to make the subatomic particles inside move faster, and that increases their temperature. So you can bring their temperature up to 1600 degrees or so, which is normally what the sun does to those particles at that atmosphere.
The ionosphere of the Earth has got enormous amount of energy. There are 8,000 thunderstorms going on all over the Earth at any given moment. There are millions of amperes of electricity pouring to the Earth from lightning strikes. And HARP could create a trigger effect.
In 1983, I did radio tomography with 30 watts, looking for oil in the ground.
Brooks Agnew.
I found 26 oil wells over a 9-state area, and 100% of the time was accurate, which is 30 watts of power beaming straight into solid rock. HARP uses a billion watts beamed straight into the ionosphere for experiments. Picture these strings on the piano as layers of the Earth. Each one has its own frequency. What we used to do is beam radio waves into the ground, and it would vibrate any strings that were present in the ground. We might get a sound back like, and we'd say, that's natural gas. We might get a sound back like, and we'd say, that's crude oil. We were able to identify each frequency. We accomplished this with just 30 watts of radio power. If you do this with 1 billion watts, the vibrations are so violent that the entire piano would shake. In fact, the whole house would shake. In fact, the vibrations could be so severe underground that could even cause an earthquake.
While we feel that HARP is a unique facility, it's not the only one like it in the world. HARP has some capabilities that we feel are better than some of the others. You can change the frequencies. You can shift the beam so that you can move it from one part of the ionosphere to another. And it has quite a bit more power than some of the other facilities throughout the world that are doing the same kinds of research.
I chose what's called a phased array antenna for the patents because it can be aimed. Picture holding your microwave oven in your hands with the door open. Then you can move it around and send those microwaves different directions. And for these applications where I wanted precise control of where the power was, I felt that was the best type of antenna to use. And that is the kind that HARP has built.
What we can do with an antenna is change the portion of the sky into which we insert the energy.
HARP can create some of the effects that the sun creates that are similar to the aurora borealis.
HARP can paint designs in the sky, if you will. You know, it can take the beam and move it in any pattern that the scientist who's doing an experiment might want to do.
What I'm holding in my hands is an electrodeless lamp. In it, I have a low atmosphere gas, somewhat similar to the atmosphere above the Earth. I'm now going to put this in the microwave oven, which will irradiate it with about 1 watt per square centimeter.
You know, you put 1 watt out and you've got the fields necessary to break down the air, or whatever happens.
And you see all of the motion of the plasma. That's typical of what will happen at high altitude, where the ionosphere gets irradiated with these big beams.
That was 1 watt per centimeter. HARP focuses 3.6 million watts and squeezes it into a billion watt or gigawatt beam.
We're squeezing the megawatts into a narrow beam, then in a very tiny area, you can create an effective gigawatt.
Is HARP safe? Yes, HARP is safe.
The Earth is a web of interconnections. How do we know what we're doing when we blast the upper atmosphere with a huge amount of energy?
It takes a tiny, tiny amount of energy to release a huge amount of energy. It's the same as a bullet, for example. If you have the primer on the back of a bullet, and that primer releases a tiny amount of energy, but it triggers the larger power in the bullet itself. And HARP is playing with the energy system of the Earth.
In the HARP program, we have, I believe right now, 18 different colleges and universities that are working the program with us. University scientists are interested because they're studying science, and this is a major effect on the Earth, and so they want to know more about what it is and what it does.
HARP has no effect on the Earth.
HARP began in the 1980s, and we were just beginning to learn about chaos theory, how a tiny stimulus can change the dynamics of a living system like the human body or the whole living Earth. I don't think the people who developed TARP were even aware of that science or its impact in the life sciences. Today, our knowledge is much bigger about how tiny effects can drastically shift the health or well-being of a living thing.
It is possible with a big beam to take a part of that upper atmosphere and push it out for it.
What they're not paying any attention to is what's happening to the ionosphere while it's being held 80 miles out into space by this high energy beam. It's heating up. And all of the molecules in that ionosphere region are absorbing energy out of that radio beam. And if they pick the right frequency to push that plume out into space, that energy may discharge back out of the ionosphere, back down the radio beam, and strike the Earth. And it would be about 100 times the energy released out of a thunderbolt. And that's how much energy would be released.
In certain applications, the military acknowledges that it can literally lift the ionosphere. And what they say is, it's not a problem, it's a short period of time. Yet, when you lift the ionosphere up, the lower atmosphere rushes in and fills that void, which changes localized weather.
What do you think? Interesting, right? And that was the pitch from HARP. Of course, at the very end, you had there was a guest who was talking out about it, and Angels Do Not Play This HARP was his book. But I found it to be very interesting, the capabilities, what they're doing and what they're able to do. Because we're warned in many different publications, even from the Rockefellers themselves, that we will have these occurrences, more occurrences happening. And as I was reading through the October 26th, just recently, the Rockefeller report from just a few months back, it was talking about the things to come, right? These big things that are coming. Now think about it. Before 1990, think about all of the biggest events that we had, right? If you compared after 1990 and before 1990, would you see a difference in the amount of events that happen that we think are natural? We're told are natural. Would we see a lot more from 1990 on around the globe? I'm asking that question because it kind of sets up my next hour a little bit. But I also just want you to think about that. Just think about before 1990, did we have occurrences, but they were a little bit more rare, a little bit more, you know, could be explained a little bit more? Have they been more lethal after the year 1990? Bigger, badder. think about that. That's the kind of thing I give thought to. So HARP really got its legs when Senior Bush was in office. You know I'm not a fan of the Bushes. I'm a Republican, and I know how diabolical Bush was because I've done my homework on him. Please do some homework on George Bush. He's not who you think he is. But I also wanted to reference that again. HARP got its legs, its money, when he was in office. Okay. I'm going to come right back. I want to bring some stuff up when I come back. And you can call up 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Love to hear your thoughts on this.
Talk lines are open.